Welcome inside the Fantasy Spin here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Bo Wolf with our resident fantasy expert, Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. And Joe, obviously through 2 weeks, DeSean Jackson, LeSean McCoy, Michael Vick have all been fantasy studs at the top of their position. You're starting them tonight against the Chiefs, but what do you expect from them on the field?
Well, I think this is going to be among the tougher matchups the Eagles are going to face in the early going. I think the Kansas City Chiefs have a really underrated defense. And if you look at the talent that they have with guys like Tom Bahali, Justin Houston, the talent that they have in the secondary, obviously they have Eric Berry back there as well, not to mention their second-level defenders like Derek Johnson, I think you realize that this is probably the biggest challenge Chip Kelly will face so far in the NFL. But honestly, I don't really see a defense that's going to be able to come close to truly stopping this offense until there's a lot more tape on the Eagles. The way they played last week, they missed big plays and still put up over 500 yards of offense. I think you don't want to expect that every week, but 300, 350 yards, and with the way Michael Vick and LeSean McCoy have been playing, DeSean Jackson as well, these guys have to be in your lineups. And Michael Vick's a guy that you probably drafted as a backup unless you drafted really late. And he's coming through for you. I'd start him over maybe all but like four or five guys for fantasy right now.
Who else on this offense are you keeping your eye on in terms of fantasy relevance?
Well, I think it's Zach Ertz. And the reason I think it's Zach Ertz is because outside of DeSean Jackson, he is the receiver on this team that can create the biggest mismatches. And Chip Kelly always wants to give opposing defenses something to think about. And if Zach Ertz is in the game, if he's spread out wide, if he's in line at tight end, if he's going, looks like he's going to attack down the seam on maybe one of those pop passes that Chip Kelly is fond of, I think Zach Ertz is somebody that defenses have to account for. Brent Celek didn't have a catch last week. I think that's something the Eagles would like to change, and it did surprise me, but Zach Ertz made the big play against the Chargers, and I think the Chiefs really have to be concerned about Zach Ertz because there could be voids down the seams, especially with all the space this offense creates.
Well, Joe, as we turn our attention to the rest of the league, sort of breaking news for us as we film this, the Indianapolis Colts have acquired Trent Richardson for a first-round pick from the Cleveland Browns. If you're a Trent Richardson owner, this has got to be great news.
Well, it's phenomenal news if you're a Trent Richardson owner. But first, allow me to be floored by the fact that a trade like this happened. Trent Richardson is in his second year as an NFL running back, and he just got traded to another team. He is the best offensive player on the Cleveland Browns, or was the best offensive player for the Cleveland Browns, and evidently something was going on behind the scenes. But as a Trent Richardson owner in multiple leagues, I'm pretty thrilled about this. The Cleveland Browns were not using him properly through 2 weeks. I'm assuming Trent Richardson was frustrated by this. And right now, he goes to a better team with a better quarterback, better receivers, admittedly a worse offensive line, but better everything else. So I am thrilled as somebody who has Trent Richardson. Am I a little concerned about Amon Bradshaw? Maybe a little bit, but Bradshaw's old. He's injury prone. Trent Richardson, this guy is a stud. He's a physical freak, and he evidently needed a change of scenery. I'm stunned by this, but if you have Trent Richardson, it's not bail time, it's go time. I am thrilled about this.
So the Colts now have the first and third overall picks from last year's draft, and I think the fact that they gave up a first-round pick means obviously they're going to lean on Trent Richardson pretty heavily. As for the Browns, now in their backfield, it sounds like the addition is going to be Willis McGahee, the veteran who has been on the street all season. What would you expect from him if he does come in?
Well, I think he's going to be fantasy relevant, first and foremost, because he's going to have a starting running back's job, Bo. And as if you think McGahee's done, if not, a guy getting carries makes him fantasy relevant. And McGahee last year, I thought, looked phenomenal before his injury. Now, you wonder if the Giants didn't sign him, if something's wrong with that surgically repaired knee. But ultimately, I still feel pretty good about Willis McGahee as a fantasy option. If he's out there on your waiver wire and you suffered some injuries, I'm going out there and I'm picking him up.
You keeping an eye on Bobby Rainey or Chris Ogbonnaya at all?
I think you need to keep an eye on him because if McGahee is still injured, if McGahee hasn't fully recovered, or, you know, if the Browns decide it's just not working and they kind of cut ties there, I think you got to keep an eye on the two younger players. But McGahee, I would think, would be the best pickup if he gets added to this roster.
I think for the Browns, the biggest fantasy impact is that you want to pick up the defense who's playing the Browns every week. It seems like they are taking a serious eye on the 2014 NFL draft. All right, let's go quickly down the rest of these guys. A quick buy sell as we go look at this. Tom Brady, disappointing first couple weeks. You still have faith in him?
Yeah, I absolutely have faith in Tom Brady. Now, if you're a little concerned about Brady, I understand. He's breaking in a lot of new weapons, but remember this happened a couple years ago, too, in the Rob Gronkowski draft, where Brady wasn't really putting up numbers through the air, and then all of a sudden, he got that tight end-based offense going. I wouldn't be shocked if in 3 or 4 weeks when Amendola's back, Gronk's back, Edelman's still there, Kenbrell Tompkins and Dobbs to get more experience, if Brady's thrown for 275 and 2 touchdowns every week. I would not be shocked at all.
Eddie Royal, 5 touchdowns through 2 games. Is he for real?
I'm selling 5 touchdowns through 2 games. Now, you can pick him up as a bench receiver, but 10 catches, 5 touchdowns, just not a sustainable pace.
And then finally, our weekly check-in on David Wilson. You mentioned that the Giants chose not to sign Willis McGahee. They signed Brandon Jacobs, the plotter. I think we talked about 7 carries for 4 yards. A good day for him. David Wilson, do you still start him?
Do I start him? No. Am I selling him? Probably not, because I'm not going to get anything for him. So I would buy David Wilson. Try to get him for peanuts. If you want to throw out a low-ball offer, if you want to insult the guy who has David Wilson in your league, do it. And maybe he's so sick of him that he's just going to trade him to you. I think ultimately the Giants need David Wilson. Brandon Jacobs, 7 carries, 4 yards. He fell forward into the end zone, and it's still took him like 4 tries to get in. Forget about it. David Wilson, they need him because Eli Manning throwing the ball up 50 times a week, it means he's going to have more 6 or 7 interception 2-game stretches.
The unparalleled insight of Joe Dolan of FantasyGuru.com. Follow him on Twitter at FG_Dolan and listen to him on your satellite radios, Sirius 210, XM 87. I'm Bo Wolf. That's Joe Dolan. Thanks for joining us on the Fantasy Spin.